ending trolley overcrowding. That's what the Department of Health and the HSE is hoping a new deal on staff rostering will achieve. Under the deal, thousands of healthcare workers could end up working weekends. Well, Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill is with us now from our Oireachtas studio. Minister, an extraordinary agreement, that's what you're calling this. Explain what's in it.
It's a major reform delivered by everybody working together, by the unions, and I want to thank them so much. And I know that they're behind this because they know the circumstances in hospitals when you have all of the activity previously concentrated into Monday to Friday 9 to 5. What this does is enable us to genuinely have a 7-day working hospital system with procedures on Saturdays and Sundays, with outpatient appointments late in the evening, and rather than all of the activity being concentrated from 9 to 5, a much, much more spread out, stable hospital system. Anybody visiting a family member in hospital this week will notice a huge difference in activity between Thursday and Friday, and then coming in to see somebody on a Saturday, and, you know, nearly a feeling of tumbleweeds going down the corridors in contrast to the activity on Thursday and Friday. It's not okay, and so, we need to balance it out much better, and this agreement paves the way for that.
What specifically will be available over the weekends that's not available right now at the moment?
So what we want, and this is as well as consultants working under the public only consultant contract, these things go together, and it's been what I've been prioritising since I came in as Minister for Health. What we want to see is outpatient appointments on Saturdays that are not happening now. We want to see elective diagnostic activity. So for example, you being called for a CT scan at 8:30 or 9 o'clock on a Thursday evening or 2 p.m. on a Saturday, that is not happening routinely now, and that needs to happen consistently across the board. That will help us reduce waiting times for people who need outpatient appointments. We want to get to the point where we're using our theatres on Saturdays, moving into Sundays and spreading the week out.
And when will
so
we
that
get
you have
to
a consistent
that point?
Now it begins. Now it begins the implementation of this. So this started out, I took over as Minister for Health on the day of the storm. We had that first dreadful weekend over the St. Bridget's Day weekend, where hospital trolley figures were well in excess of 600. That month, we started to implement the public-only consultant contract, giving notice that we were putting this in place and that people would be rostered, consultants would be rostered. De Bernard Gloucester also wrote to the unions to say we were now going to implement the 5/7 agreement. Okay. And I'm so thankful to the unions that they have stepped up and enabled us to do this now. So now Bernard is
meeting... Now you're
talking
about consultants, so administration staff,
it's everybody.
Included everybody.
Yeah,
the
it's
circular
every,
so, letter from the HSE to staff asked people to volunteer to work 5/7 days. What happens if enough people don't volunteer?
There's a secondary part to that where people can be rostered after a certain notice period, in the same way that the public only
to work those hours, would they?
These are the rostering arrangements, and the agreement has been there for some time. It just hasn't been implemented in the way that it's needed to be. But look, there's a lot of flexibility in this as well. I mean, somebody can work on a Sunday and they get an extra few bob for doing so, and they might have Tuesday off. There's a flexibility to this as well, and it's not just in hospitals, but it's in the community setting. But the reason that this is important is because patients need to have a consistent experience, whether they turn up on a Saturday, a Tuesday, and we need to get more out of our healthcare. We have CT machines that are quiet at 9 o'clock at night instead of running, and we have put in so much investment, and we're not getting the return since 2016.
You're hoping to get the return from that, but you might
down.
Have broad agreement with unions on this. Forza says changes in rostering arrangements and working hours will still require the HSE to engage with staff and trade unions. It doesn't sound like it's completely over the line, is it?
No, I think they're exactly right, because that's exactly what has to happen now. And hospital managers, clinical leadership, they all need to engage on making sure that the steps are taken to implement this.
So if you're at that stage now, how is it in place over the weekend?
So what I've said is this, it begins today, and this implementation plan now, this has to happen over the next number of months to make sure that this is rolled out. So for example, today Bernard Gloucester is meeting all of the leadership teams in Cork, and he's given them two key targets around core service rostering to be in place and to have outpatient clinics at least in one specialism on Saturdays and late evenings by the end of August. I'm going to hold a conference in the Department of Health in September to hear from each hospital about how they are implementing this, what's going well, where we can do better and how we can take best practice from hospital to hospital to ensure that we're having a consistent standard across the board. One of the reasons that this is so important.
There needs to be dialogue here between staff and management. But do you think you're really going to get people to work weekends if they're used to working weekdays?
Well, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that they should work weekends? Because I think that we should have a consistent system over 7 days. We have the contracts in place. We have the rosters in place. We invest in our healthcare staff. We invest in our healthcare facilities. And we need to get the best out of it. And this is really important. We're producing a productivity dashboard on Thursday. What does that mean? Let me just tell you. We have invested over the last 5 years. We have put in so much real expenditure, about 36%. Right. Above inflation, but we have seen that we've only had a 12% increase in activity. Right. So we have put more money in than we have gotten productivity out, and that means real time appointments and procedures for people. And let me give you two examples.
Well, look, I just want to ask you about staff.
But this matters because it's taxpayers' money, getting the best from taxpayers' money, and we put in that investment into increasing staff numbers and increasing CT machines and all of the different tools. But the impact is on your mother, my mother, and everybody else's, you know, family members who need procedures done. This is the key to unlocking that, to making this happen consistently and quicker. And there's a huge difference. I mean, like, for example, at the very bottom of the table, you know, St. Vincent's Hospital there near my own constituency had a 36% increase in workforce, a real expenditure increase of 42%, but only a 3% increase in activity.
You know, okay, like, so an increase in workforce there, examples. But if you do get people to work weekends, they won't be available to work during the week. Will you need more staff?
We always need more staff because we have a growing and ageing population. And
how many more staff will you need to hire?
We have provision to hire 6,000 people extra this year, and we are doing our best to recruit those different staff. But let me tell you this, it's not just about, I've heard this argument from consultants, if we come in on Saturday, we won't be available another day. I already know that. Like, I'm able to work out that 5 days over seven means that you may be working on a Saturday and not a Tuesday. The point is, what do we want from our health system? We want to know that no matter what day of the week we get sick or what day of the week we get better, we will have the same standard of service if we turn up to a hospital in Ireland. We want to know that our hospital, that we have put taxpayers' money into CT machines, diagnostic equipment, surgical theatres, that we have put that money in, that it's being used 14 hours a day, 6 days a week,
so
or 7 days a week,
those
instead
resources
of 8 hours.
Being used.
Yes, these are
but
the taxpayers'
then,
resources.
We still have trolleys and overcrowding in Irish hospitals. And we'll just look at the figures
already
for today. 457 patients waiting for beds this morning. 316 patients are waiting in emergency departments. 108 waiting in Limerick. 72 in wards. 36 in ED. It's midsummer now. Is that good enough?
I have had a huge focus on this, and I know there's a difference between our figures and the INMO figures. That's not important. The important is today's not a good day. Today's in the red. Whereas at the weekend, let's say, for example, we were at about, well, a third of that. And and that's exactly my point. That's exactly why people have to work 5 over 7, so that it's not 125 trolleys on Saturday and 400 on Tuesday. It has to be consistent. That's why this is so important, because there is no excuse for somebody who presents to a hospital at any time that they're treated differently, either by hospital or by day.
Well, is
but
this
I have
not
to say,
a beds
in relation
issue
to Limerick,
then, not a rostering issue?
It's everything. It is investment. It is investment, and it's people. But can I just say to you, for example, in Limerick, one of they have extraordinarily high presentations of people at the A&E. But Limerick, in terms of their processes, is one of the best in terms of patient experience time across the board. The length of time somebody is in the AD from the time they turn up to the time they're either admitted or treated and managed and sent home. Waterford, on the other hand, has had absolutely zero trolleys all last year, all the year before. And Waterford and Limerick have about the same patient experience time.
But there's
Limerick
still people on trolleys
investment.
Nationally today.
But I'm trying to answer some of that. Limerick has a particular problem. I track the hospital trolley figures, 29 hospitals. I track them every single day. Limerick has a particular problem, which is that it needs more beds. It has had 32 beds open since Christmas. There's another 96 bed opening in September. And there's a second 96 bed block then under construction. And they need those beds because they have had underinvestment. They don't have enough beds. Whereas Waterford has more beds, needs more, but has been able to manage it in a different way. Meanwhile, meanwhile, then we have other hospitals which have seen significant investment and still have hospital trolleys. So I don't, you know, step back from demanding more from everybody, hospital managers, consultants, and the healthcare system more broadly. And the reason for that is to make the patient experience as safe and dignified as possible.
Now, in talking about that, you also brought a memo to Cabinet on new patient safety standards across hospitals. Briefly, what's it about?
Briefly, it's about giving, requiring hospitals to get licenses and to be supervised by HICWA on patient, on all of their procedures. So that means that their sepsis procedures are at absolutely international standards, that HICWA can inspect that, and that if you turn up at a hospital, whether it's Limerick or Vincent's or Tala, that you will be treated at international standards with no local variation, no local deviance.
Does that mean then right now there are hospitals falling short or not complying with international standards?
This means that there can be no local variation on novel procedures, that everything has to be done consistent with international standards. And while we already have good standards in relation to patient safety, this requires a step further, very clearly from some of the patient safety issues that we've seen over the last number of months, indeed over the last number of years. We need to put this on a statutory footing. We need to have a licensing arrangement for hospitals. It's not just about meeting standards. It's about having a license, being able to be fined, and HICWA being able to stop hospitals conducting certain procedures or certain specialisms if they are not consistently meeting international standards. This should be a baseline. This people started talking about this in 2009. A fair bit of work has gone into it before, but honest to God, this should have happened sooner. And there should, this, I hope, is an important step in reducing adverse patient, you know, adverse events for patients across the hospital system. It should have been in place already. We're getting it done now. It's very, very important.
The Oireachtas Health Committee heard last week that some children who had hip dysplasia surgeries, they won't have a review for a year. Is that good enough, Minister?
First of all, there are some children who are already in a process of review. I've spoken to families who are very much in that space. I think they were referring there to the independent expert review panel. So we're bringing in people entirely from outside of the jurisdiction, from the UK, from Canada, to review the original surgical decisions. We have to agree the terms with them about how they're going to do it. But there's already children in a clinical follow-up process. But that external review with international experts, is going to take some many months for the 1,700 children or two, you know, and more who may very wish to avail of that. But at the moment, the children are in clinical follow-up, and I'm very, very conscious of the number of families that I have spoken to whose children did have surgery that wasn't clinically indicated, and the overwhelming distress that those families are now in. That is just unacceptable, just unacceptable. And I'm very acutely aware of the distress that those families are going through. This patient safety licensing bill that I'm bringing forward addresses some of that, because it is about making sure that, for example, what we saw in relation to novel procedures, deviations from international standards, the use of certain equipment, all of these different things that have been in the news, that have been at the front of patient safety concerns over the last number of months. This licensing bill is an important step to try to rectify adverse events, adverse things that should not happen in our hospitals, and to give HICWA the power to sanction hospitals and to stop such practices.
Minister for Health, Jennifer Carl McNeill, thanks for joining us this afternoon.